9 minutes today.
Was it 9 minutes or two goals? I thought we started the first sort of 20 minutes off until Brett Johnson was elbowed. I thought we dominated the game and started off with a real passion. We've had a difficult week because we were still licking our wounds from the Workington game, and what I wanted was us to show what we've shown all season is the ability to bounce back after a poor performance, and we've certainly done that today. I felt we went out with a fantastic attitude. It was lovely to be able to welcome back Will Hendry, and I thought Stephen Gregory was a massive influence on the game today. James Pullen come back in as well, so we had some senior players back in there today, and I thought that made a difference, I have to say. I felt after that, after Brett come off, we had that difficult decision for 10 minutes. Do you make that change and put Jay Conroy on, or do you try and give Brett a chance? He had three stitches, I believe, and we decided to wait, and I thought we lost a lot of our momentum then. We went a little bit shaky at the back. We had to change our system a little, obviously with 10 men. And I think we ever really quite recovered the fantastic form of the first 20 minutes after that. I don't think the game was ever going to maintain any momentum at all. We couldn't keep the tempo of the game higher because the referee continually stopped the game with poor decision after poor decision. I can say this because we won. That was one of the poorest displays by a referee since I've been here. I didn't think he kept up with playing. He certainly didn't. He didn't do himself justice today. And I feel it's not often I ever moan about refs, and I think you can only moan if you've won the thing. He'll have better days, I expect.
I would tell you that first 20 minutes was fantastic.
Yeah, I think. I think we got the ability on the park, and we showed that. What I'm not sure is, and what the big question mark over my team is, whether we can win enough battles in midfield. You know, whether Will Hendry, Lewis Taylor, Ricky Wellard and Stephen Gregory or Ken Deuver is, if they can win their own individual battles. And that's the biggest question mark I've got against the team at the moment. I felt in a way that, you know, Sam's had a lot of stick this week, and I felt Sam come out, made the first goal with the through ball for Will Hendry, and the second tackle epitomised the first 20 minutes because he won a ball that was 50-50. He got injured in the process, but, you know, we scored from that tackle. And, you know, they have to remember that however talented they are as individuals, they've got to earn that right to play and they've got to win the battles. And we've done that mostly today.
A lot of people describe Danny Kidwell as Wimbledon's best ever signing, AFC Wimbledon. Nathan Elder, in terms of this season, could be up there with him, couldn't
he? Yeah, I mean, Danny's done it consistently for the 2 years we've had him here, and has formed a terrific partnership with John Main. I feel a little bit sorry for John Main at the moment because John was playing at the top of his game when we brought Nathan in as you know, an additional forward, and John will be given his chance again. And you know, I do also think that Danny and Nathan will form a decent partnership themselves, and I'm very lucky to have three forwards that are capable of hurting most defences in this league. What we need to have is show a little bit more strength. I was pleased today that Jay Conroy come on and done well for, you know, Brett's got a number of knocks out there. It was quite a physical game today. I thought we stood up to it well, but they were quite physical today. And if I look at the other, Glenn Poole coming on, I thought it was excellent. We needed to get on the ball a little and pass the ball a little. And he didn't have many touches, but every touch he had, he looked a different class. So I'll be pleased to welcome him back as a senior player added to that squad. I think he'll be invaluable to us.
And no Ben Judge on the bench today?
No, he said we try and rotate the squad as much as we can. Ben got a really nasty injury against Tooting, a concussion type injury, and you know, Jay's proved, you know, when we had to make the decision with, you know, Sam, Jay and Luke, it was based around the fact that Jay can come in and play centre-half, and he'd done that today.
We have a nightmarish fixture list coming up. What do you, have you set your team any targets for these games, especially the away ones?
No, we do normally set sort of targets, but what we've said with these particular three is not a nightmare three coming up, but what a fantastic opportunity, you know. Which one of my players doesn't want to play at Luton in front of 7,000 people? Which one of my players don't want to play in Oxford in front of 6,000 people and Cambridge in front of 4? You know, these are the games that, you know, you work your socks off in pre-season and you train every day and you work in the weights room and you want to play in. And these are fantastic games where the expectation level, yes, we've got to get something out of these games if we're going to be making a real concerted effort to get in the playoffs, and we can't afford to go there gung-ho and say, oh, well, we're relaxed, we can play our game. But there isn't much pressure on us, you know, the pressure's on the opposition. Cambridge haven't had a win for a while, I don't know if they won today. They'll need, you know, they'll be under pressure to win. There's no doubt that the Luton manager's under pressure to win, there's no doubt the Oxford manager's under pressure. What we've got to make sure we do is go there and do a really professional job and enjoy ourselves, because I thought we enjoyed the first 20 minutes.
Sounds like you haven't heard the results from today, but Mansfield lost at home to Gateshead, team above them. Kettering lost at home to York. So, I believe, kind of back in the top five. Well, I mean, how do you assess the day overall?
Well, I think it's a bit too early. There are certain Saturdays where you go, you know, this could be a significant Saturday in the season. I think it's too early to say that, to be honest. There's bundles of points to play for. What we needed to do was keep a clean sheet again, get back to basics again, get back to winning. Our last game, our last good win in the league was against Mansfield here at home, but it seems ages ago, you know, and I felt that'll lift the crowd a bit. It'll, you know, our supporters will now want to go to them three big games, and it won't just be about, you know, going to Luton and say, I went to Luton, it'll be, let's go to Luton and try and win. Let's go to Cambridge and try and win.
You spoke about your sympathies for John Main losing his place. How did Seb take the news when you said that he was being
out? Seb's an absolute model pro. He's, we speak all the time with Paul Priddy, the goalkeeping coach, who works very closely with our three goalies. And Paul was of the opinion that as a young keeper, you come in, you do really well. Last couple of games, he was unlucky at Wrexham, you know, a bit unfortunate at home. Sometimes you need to take them out of that firing line. He signed a new contract for the club on Thursday, so, you know, it was robbing Peter to play Paul in a way. You know, you're not playing Saturday, but here's your contract. So he's done exceptionally well. We're delighted with him, and he's a smashing lad. He's quite happy to bide his time till he comes in. And he was under a load of pressure. I didn't know whether he was good enough. He was under a load of pressure when he first came in, and he's acquitted himself very, very well. Chuffed for him.
And Dennis Pullen made his return today.
Yeah, James kept a clean sheet. Somebody's kicking was a little bit edgy. And, yeah, James is, in Paul Priddy's eyes, a Football League goalkeeper. And we're lucky to have him. He's a big, strong, experienced boy. And I think what you will find is, although we're a very young squad, the side will tend to get a little bit older and it will tend to be a little bit more settled as we go into the business end of the season.
Will Pullen still be first choice?
At the moment, they've got a battle. They got a battle. If James throws three in at Cambridge, he won't be first choice for the Luton guy.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.